97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
You've quoted General Milley calling Donald Trump a fascist. You yourself have not used that word to describe him. Let me ask you tonight, do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I also believe that the people who know him best on this subject should be trusted.
Get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Vox News Sunday.
Shannon, welcome to the show. How are you?
Mark, great to be with you today. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I had to play that bite last night because it seems to be 10 days out, the closing argument for Kamala Harris. Threat, threat, threat. Every time she gets on stage, she uses that line against Donald Trump.
And you know what? It may be her most effective closing argument. She's been pressed again and again on policy by now a number of different interviewers, and folks don't think that they've gotten much out of her. I mean, 1 week she says, there's nothing I would do policy-wise different than the decisions made by the Biden administration. In another interview, she'll say, well, I'm a different person. I have different experiences. I've got different ideas. Okay, great. Well, what are they? Because the American people would love to hear them. But there's a constant pivot back to President Trump, that he's a threat. And as much as people will tell us that they hate negative ads and negative advertising, negative campaigning, it does move the needle. It works.
Yeah.
My background is in TV reporting, and I know there's a lot of factors that go into interviews, especially when they're live. But watching the interviews with Kamala Harris, Hallie Jackson, Anderson Cooper, she's so good at dodging all of these questions. Mm-hmm. Well, I say good, but that's what she does. I almost wish one of these reporters would just, or anchors would just sit there and say yes or no. And she gives her word mm-hmm. salad, no, yes or no, and would not let her get away with that.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, you know, negotiating these kinds of interviews, especially at that level, it's always tricky. Now, I don't think any of these journalists, like we wouldn't, you're not going to turn over questions, that kind of thing, but you're going to have very time-tight restrictions. There's going to be a real window for you to get things done, and it almost feels like if you can get to more than one subject and get an answer, that would be like winning the lottery, hitting the jackpot. Because if you stay on one topic, say you pick the border like Brett started out with, you're going to spend so much time and effort trying to pin down that yes or no answer, and you may never get it, and you may never get to another topic like the economy, like education, or anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wondered about the town hall that she held with Maria Shriver the other day and Liz Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
They basically admitted in advance that they would only be taking predetermined questions.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do a town hall like that?
I wouldn't. I mean, it's one thing if you say, we're opening this up to the community, we want to hear from them, there's got to be some room for you as a moderator to have your own follow-up questions, your own things that you're going to interject in there. If it's about a town hall, you do want to make it about the people who are going to show up. And listen, you do screen people, because we've all had situations where you put together a town hall and somebody shows up and they're maybe not who they told you they were during the screening process. So you do have to work on, you know, looking at what topics they're going to ask about, that kind of thing. But I'd always want the freedom as a moderator to go where I want to go in addition to whatever you're going to get from the everyday Americans who are there, and their questions are the most important thing.
Yeah. Shannon Bream, our guest, host of Fox News Sunday. It's October. Everybody's waiting for some October surprise. I heard Mark Halperin yesterday discussing Trump stories that have been pitched to him and Kamala Harris stories that have been pitched to him. The only person I've seen report any of that was The Guardian about Donald Trump, some 30-year-old claim by some model mm-hmm. that he had groped her or something like that. They're the only ones that reported it. Do you think something big is coming out between now and November 5th?
Listen, Oppo research always builds up. And you want to drop something in October if you have it. But the fact is, the calendar is so different now. I mean, people have been voting by the millions for weeks now. So I don't know if the October surprise has the same power that it once did. And listen, if what this woman alleges is true, it's terrible. Nobody would approve of that behavior. But at the same time, I think that people who are supportive of President Trump, a couple of things, either they've heard these kinds of allegations before, so it's sort of baked in for them, whether it's a deal breaker or not, or they, if they're already supportive of him, are very much going to question the timing of it.
Right.
So I don't know that he gets legs on either of those, you know, tracks.
Are you getting those kind of pitches in your inbox right now, Shannon?
I have not. You know what I'm getting pitches about is Tim Walz. And so, you know, just like with any of these candidates, when we get things, there's a rigorous process that goes into trying to track down original sources for this stuff. And sometimes people feed you things and you find out like, well, they saw it on Facebook. Well, clearly we're going to need more than that. So the pitches I've been getting are about Tim Walz, and maybe it's because we've hosted him twice on Fox News Sunday, but we're trying to track those down.
Yeah, well, you've got two Sundays left. You think you're going to get any of these, either the candidates before then?
I don't know. I mean, we're always in negotiation, right, and always the door is open. They tend to offer us, you know, very high profile surrogates and that kind of thing. But we'll see. We're working hard these last couple of weeks to get names and faces that are as close to the top of the ticket as possible.
Well, I appreciate your coverage of all those issues, particularly what's going on in the Middle East. And, you know, I heard Kamala ask yesterday about whether she thought Donald Trump was anti-Semitic. And, I mean, it was an odd answer that she gave, of course. But I love the fact that you're covering that for the serious issue that it is. Mm-hmm. That is the war in the Middle East, right?
Absolutely. And Marco Rubio, who is the ranking Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, is going to be with us this week to talk about all of that, but also in the context of these leaked Israeli plans with regard to Iran. How in the world did that happen? And listen, we know there's tension between Biden and Bibi. That has been a very tough relationship since October 7th and really predating that. But if they're our ally and if we have their back, and we say that repeatedly in every single way, I think people want to know and track down how in the world that information would have possibly come potentially from a U.S. source.
Shannon Bream will be watching on Sunday. Thank you.
See you then. Thanks,
guys. All right, thanks. We also, of course, carry Fox News Sunday at 4 p.m. on Sundays here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.